the largest and longest running boat show on Florida's West Coast, the 43rd annual St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show, is taking place this weekend at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater Yacht Basin at Albert Whitted Park next to the Dolly Museum on the bayfront in St. Petersburg. Chris Fleming is the show director and director of business development.
It's a mixture of boats on land and water, and we have two large accessories tents where you can buy and purchase anything from t-shirts to fishing rods to any accessories that go along with the boats. The beauty of the boat show is that it brings all aspects of the boating industry under one roof or into one area, as that our shows are completely outdoors. You can see, if you're in the market for a center console, you can go shop all the different center consoles that are on display. They have all the new models coming on. And then you can do your comparison shopping. It's like one-stop shopping is what I always like to refer to it as. So it's just everything, all the aspects of boating, all wrapped up in one tight-knit place.
I imagine it's somewhat of a challenge to put on a live event at this time in particular.
Definitely. It has been a challenge. We actually just did the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show in Fort Lauderdale. So we kind of were able to get our feet wet and learn how, things are done to make sure that everybody can stay safe and secure and still provide a product for people to, for a venue for the people to feel safe and come out and still enjoy being outdoors. Because during COVID, the one thing that everybody's learned is the best way of going out and not being stuck in a house is going out boating. You can take your family, your close family, and go out on the boat, and you're safe in social distancing. We've had the challenges from, just people not wanting to, follow the guidelines and cooperate to just, hey, listen, this doesn't work. So then, okay, well, what does? But we've pretty much, that's kind of our job. We are show promoters and producers. So when we're given a challenge like this, we've always been able to step up to the challenge and, in the past, our last show in Fort Lauderdale, we got rave reviews from the county and the city as to how well we did. As a matter of fact, the city officials from St. Pete came over to Fort Lauderdale and inspected and made sure that we were doing everything that we could to be in compliance with CDC guidelines and recommendations and that sort of thing. Like I said, we're all out about making it a safe, still enjoyable and fun environment to come be introduced to boating, continue in boating, and advance in boating, and just do it all safely.
I think it's kind of interesting that in this day of the internet and extremely high-quality videos available at a touch of a button, that there really is no substitute for meeting face-to-face with your potential new boat. And that's, I guess, the whole idea of a boat show, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I always joke with a lot of our clients, because since the advent of the internet, you do see more and more stuff. You see the virtual tours and this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? You just can't do it until you actually get on a boat. You can tell, hey, listen, you get on the boat. You think you've got the perfect boat picked out on the internet. You go to get on the boat. Well, it's not as big as I thought. Or, hey, listen, this thing, doesn't feel that stable when I walk on it. Or, I don't like the way this looks. So you get to the right church on a website, on a video, and all that, but you don't get into the right pew or the right helm seat until you're actually on the boat.
Right.
And that's where you can do that with a boat show. And then, of course, once you say, hey, listen, I'm going to buy this boat, then you go, oh, well, I need to get this for the boat. I need to get this. I need to get that. And this is where we have all, a lot of our dealers and our people have, special deals going on during the show. So it's just, everybody says it's the internet's the new wave, but you still have to be able to touch and feel and see a boat, in person.
I imagine there are plenty of people like me in St. Petersburg that have made this an annual event to attend on the calendar. What can we expect this year in terms of registering or doing whatever special we need to do to stay safe?
So basically, in order to remain COVID compliant and follow CDC guidelines, it is all a ticketless system. Basically, you can go right onto our website, thestpboatshow.com, and you can buy your tickets there, and then it's strictly, you get it, it's up on your phone. We do have kiosks available that are available on site that will be sanitized between each use and that sort of thing, and that are able to purchase tickets right then and there. Again, it's all ticketless. Everybody is required to show up at the show with a mask. If you don't have one, we will provide you one. Everybody will be temperature checked, that sort of thing. We even do have places, hey, listen, you do have a temperature, you can, okay, well, listen, if it's hot but it doesn't look like it, like in Fort Lauderdale, we had people, huffing and puffing, getting from parking into show, and, they've got a temperature. Well, we can't. So, well, we're not going to shoot you down, so we're going to let you say, okay, listen, go sit down over here in an isolated area for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'll retake your temperature, and 9 times out of 10, they would be fine. Yeah. So, we do all that. The tents, all the restrooms are sanitized on a quarterly, hourly basis. The tents and all the boats are sanitized each night. All the exhibitors, they basically are limited to the number of people that can go on a boat at a time so we can properly do the social distancing. And then, they do sanitize the boat, and they have atomizers and sprayers that sanitize the boat before the next group goes on. There is one-way patterns through the tents, forced walk patterns, that sort of thing. And the beauty of it is we've rearranged the tents so that, hey, listen, it's all open air. So we have a lot more social distancing, same with down on the docks. It's just, it's an easier way. I know that there are people that are a little bit technologically not as apt to doing things on their phone or online. So we do have people available that'll be helping there, at the entrance with the kiosk if they need help, purchasing their tickets and that sort of thing. So it's basically everything that we can do and just make everybody feel safe. The easiest thing I would recommend is just go right onto the website and just purchase your tickets there. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to worry about it. You have it on your phone. You don't even have to print it out. You can. You just, there it is on your phone. Show your phone and off you go.
Hope you have a great show this weekend. Great weather, and look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing everybody out there. It looks like it's going to be beautiful weather, and, hey, listen, it's always safe and fun out on boating.
Chris Fleming, show director for the 43rd annual St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show, starting Thursday on the bayfront in St. Petersburg. For tickets and complete information, visit stpeteboatshow.com.